This comes from a no-name. It says, Dear Freak Show, I can't believe I'm raising a cheater. Good morning to you guys. I don't even know how to begin with this, but I hope this email finds you well, healthy, and protected in all this madness. I have to write about what's going on in my house now that I am just become the educator. I am mom of two boys and now having a big problem with my oldest. I just found out that my son has been cheating through school. He's 13 and should be finishing the seventh grade, but now I'm considering making him continue with the seventh grade again.
What?
Ever since virtual school started, my kids are on private school, so they've been in virtual school a little longer. I've noticed that he doesn't know his schoolwork, like almost none of it, like literally a blank. Didn't know math problems. He looked confused during the history lesson. And finally, after I kept pressing him, he admitted that he's been cheating in his classes off of a classmate. I was shocked. He has been basically copying the other kids' work the entire year. My son does not know basic seventh grade stuff. She didn't say stuff. So to me, it was obvious that he needed to repeat the seventh grade. His dad does not think so. Said that we could get him a tutor over the summer. He could get caught up. I say, hello, it's not just about the schoolwork. It's the lesson that we're teaching him that cheating is okay. It's never okay. I would never say no. It's never okay. This starts a precedent that he'll be dishonest and still succeed. His dad and I usually co-parent very well, but we are totally on the opposite ends of this. I'm totally against him going on to the next grade if he's not prepared, because this is going to just create a pattern of failure. When he obviously didn't earn the right to leave the seventh grade, I think he should remain. His father and I had our first yelling match since when we were together, and this happened in front of my son, which is absolutely embarrassing, but it could not be avoided. How would you handle this situation?
Oh, man.
This is a mess. I mean, he didn't come clean until he got caught.
I remember those...
clean at 13? Who comes clean at 13?
Well, he got caught up. He's now stuck at home, and mom's like, you know nothing.
I wouldn't blame him for not coming clean. 13-year-olds are dumb.
Yes.
They're not going to tell you
Well,
the
they
truth.
Think they're slick.
Right.
I remember seeing those kids that would get held back. Like in middle school, getting held back in middle school is a big deal.
It's
and they would get teased relentlessly.
Right.
Yeah.
You're setting them up.
You don't want to just like do it whimsically. Like, I mean, you leave your kid back and leave him at the same school, he going to catch hell.
Now he got a mustache before anybody else.
No, like that's not right.
Not cute.
That's not right. Now him cheating or whatever, I mean, I would look at the school. I mean, first of all, if you tell the school can use the honor code and they can kick him out.
And the other kid could get in trouble, too.
The other kid could get in trouble, too. So now you busting up everybody.
Don't tell the school.
Your kid is a snitch. Your kid is ruining somebody else's life because of his mistake. So,
but there needs to be a punishment.
It might be better to rock with dad.
You think the dad approach?
I think. I'm just saying.
Take his summer away and make him just do like schoolwork.
Punish him, but keep it in house.
Okay.
Because you don't want there was some adage where they used to say, like, you don't want your ill to be your good to be ill spoken or something. Like, whatever you choose to do, like, don't make it noisy in the streets.
Yeah, okay. Don't embarrass me in public, basically.
Don't embarrass the family.
Right.
Don't embarrass your son. Don't tear down everybody.
Right.
Over his mistake.
But
teach him about his mistake at home, because you can parent him at home.
But the punishment, there has to be something. You cannot cheat all year and then this happens with the coronavirus. You're stuck at home and then boom, you find out.
He got away with it though.
Well, so what?
I mean,
that doesn't make it right.
But did he though?
Yeah.
He just got caught.
He didn't learn anything.
He didn't make it all year.
Who knew a pandemic was going to happen? Hey. He's going to have to go home with
his
parents.
Life happens.
Because, I mean, honestly, you know, the school is failing if he's like cheating and cheating that well.
But you know what, though? Sometimes when you cheat, you learn a little bit.
I know, I did.
Right?
But
he accidentally learned.
He ain't learned nothing all year. She said he looked confused.
Yeah.
He couldn't even fake it.
I had to have this talk with my daughter last night because her teacher used to tell her, you're taking too slow. Like, cause she used to always be trying to make sure everything was perfect. And so it was just too slow. Like, everybody's done and you over there halfway done. And she's like, you need to speed up. So I had to go down there and, like, in front of the class, pull her out and be like, listen, you got to buckle down, you know, blah, blah, blah. So she started speeding up. Now she's right. She's knocking it out.
Okay.
But now at home, she's relegated back to the slow way.
Right.
And I had to sit her down because just it ain't her teacher ain't there
she
pressing
the
her.
Pace.
She ain't got the pace of other kids.
Yeah.
So now she's just on that coke
she's
thing.
Chill.
And I had to sit down with her. I was like, you remember when I came up to your school and we had that conversation and your teacher was like, and I'm like, I'm sure she's been threatening. I'll call your daddy back up here. She's like, yeah. And I was like, and so that makes you pep up. I was like, listen, we're not trying to move backwards. This race goes forward. I'm like, you got to keep that pace even here. I'm like, it's harder, but you got to keep your pace.
Yeah.
And she's like, I know. I'm like, no, don't say you know, because if you knew, I wouldn't be having a conversation. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I had to have that talk with her. So, kids, some kids don't do well at home.
Well, I would make sure that there's some sort of punishment during the summer, whether that's, like, a couple of book reports. And we go.
Book reports?
Oh, for sure. No, but at home, like, you're going to read these extra books during the summer, and I want you to write about them, because you have to do something.
This boy going to go to eighth grade, and he going to go to high school. He going to be struggling. He going to be failing classes. I'm telling you.
But charity work, something like that.
Somebody who got held back in kindergarten, I say hold him back. Hold him back.
Hold him back.
Really?
You just said he would be scarred.
It's okay. A little scars build character sometimes.
Yeah, he's still scarred. Look at me, Mom.
That's what we're going to say. I didn't come up, Mom. I made it. All right, Nicole's on the phone. Nicole, what do we do with this little cheater?
We hold him back and teach him a lesson. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was held back. Well, no, I wasn't held back, but I repeated a grade. And repeating the grade helped because I got a scholarship from it.
Ooh.
Okay, but wait.
Okay.
Hold on.
What grade?
How did you say I wasn't held back, but I repeated? How was that?
It was a group decision.
Okay, it's the same thing. You in the same grade twice. You don't gotta held back, repeat. You still doing the same grade all over again.
She knew.
It teaches him, hey, you did something bad. Now you're going to learn twice what you should have learned the first time.
Okay, you dealt with it. So the scarring that we were talking about, like the ridicule or whatever, I mean, is that worth it?
It didn't scar me. It made me smarter.
Okay. All right. And the scholarship. You know? The scholarship, too. That's a good look, too. All right.
Free money. Hello?
Hello. Okay. Hello. don't get sassy, Nicole. All right. Let's see. Cliff is on the phone. Cliff.
What's up, man? First-time caller, y'all.
Hey, first-time caller.
Welcome to the Freak Show, Pimpin'. Now, you say he's not ready for the eighth grade. I mean, can we get him ready over the summer?
No, because when it comes time for testing, he's by himself, he go crash, and he's going to repeat anyway, probably. Mm. I have a 13-year-old, she's in the seventh grade. She go to an all-girls school,
uh-huh.
And they use computers. And when I tell you, she does some of the dumbest stuff. I go to every parent-teacher meeting, and I find out what she didn't do. And every day I ask her, did you do your lesson? Did you get good grades? She lied. When I go to school, everything comes out, so I'm on a real tight. They wasn't on this guy.
Yeah.
You know, Esper's going to show his cheating grades, but as far as letting him go, and I understand what the father's saying, you don't want your son to drop out, but it's just going to make it look even worse in the eighth grade.
You know, and you brought up something that you got to stay on him. So, I mean, shouldn't the parents carry some of this brunt, too? Like, well, if we're going to punish him for cheating, how are we going to punish each other for not doing our job?
Yeah, you're right, but it comes with a trust level. You know, you're 13 years old. I shouldn't have to ask you every day. Is you doing the right thing in school? That's the only thing you have. Be respectful. Do the right thing in school.
Mm-hmm.
And everything go play out. So if he was cheating, they probably was checking ESPY. His grades were showing. He cheating. You know, he doing good. So they probably really didn't know until he came home. But it's a good thing he did, because going to eighth grade, he probably wouldn't have had that same friend and go let him cheat. And
yeah,
he would have looked it ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. In eighth grade, right before high school. So, you know, they start looking at you kind of funny.
It might be a few issues he had problems with. He might not have a problem with all the issues, all the classes.
Yeah, fractions.
Find out what areas he need help in, and then try to get him ready. Then you never know.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it, man. Thanks, Cliff.
All right.
Listen.
That's a really good point. There are a lot of parents agreeing with holding him back.
Really?
A lot of them.
And there's a lot of people saying that this is just much on the parents as it is on Junior.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you should be checking up just to make sure. Now, if they slick with it, I mean, because I don't condone cheating, but I did. You know, but because I cheated, I ended up studying.
Right.
You know, so it worked out.
You ended up learning a little.
Well, you're making a crib note and then don't need the crib sheet or whatever because,
mm-hmm.
like, you copied the answers down so much that you ended up learning.
Yeah, you remember
it. You know what I'm saying? So, I got caught with one.
You got caught with what?
With a crib sheet.
Cheat sheet?
A cheat sheet.
Really?
And the teacher tested me afterwards. She was like, I was like, I swear I didn't use it. And she's like, boy, you lying to me. I'm like, I didn't use it. And she's like, all right, I'm going to ask you these questions. She asked me, and I answered them all. She's like, I don't understand. Why would you have that? I'm like, I made it. I was planning on using it, but then I didn't have to use it no more. And so she threw it away.
Really?
Wow, yeah. Okay.
I could have got honor coded and I could have got kicked out.
Damn.
Yeah. What would the text say?
The text said that out the 863, I was held back in seventh grade for a dumb reason. So normally I don't agree with holding kids back, but in this case, I agree with mom. If the kid doesn't know absolutely anything, hold him back.
Sometimes you got to struggle a little bit in life. And it'll really make you a better person.
That's so janky.
That's a life lesson.
That's
something you'll
janky.
Never
that sound
forget.
Like a, that sounds like a fortune cookie.
So we holding them back.
Say that right there. What?
We holding them back.
I say. I
don't know.
It's hard for me to say, man.
Especially
man.
Seventh grade
is hard. Yeah. All your friends moving on.
Yeah.
And you got to be by yourself.
Now you're the oldest kid in the class.